Whose fault is it? To me, the players have to play. You've got to go out there and play football. And for 8 quarters this season, those guys have not gone out there and played football. Not a one of them. They have not gone out there and 100% played football, and it's quoted by Jamal Charles. We just didn't come out and play. Why not? Why didn't you come out and play? To me, that's on you as a player. Stop embarrassing yourselves. You're embarrassing your mother. You're embarrassing your father. You're embarrassing the city. You're embarrassing your wife and your children.
And your dog.
And your dog, too. And your cat. Binkley's cat is embarrassed by the way that you play. I mean, that's what you're an embarrassing train wreck to the 2.5 million people that call this metro area home. You've let down all the old ladies that are on life support, rooting for you, trying to pull out another day. You give people nothing to live for. You suck. That's what you are right now. You're an embarrassing, sucking train wreck of a football team from top to bottom. But the onus to me this week is on the players. Get your ass out there and play like a man! Play like you mean it! Play like you care! I've got more passion at 6:18 this morning than you have for 8 freaking quarters! Every one of you sucks! And we're tired of paying for tickets and parking and hot dogs and wasted freaking Sunday afternoons watching you play. Because you're not playing hard. You're not playing like you care. You're not playing like you want to be there. And you know what? Fans are going to stop coming because fans aren't going to support your crap. We're done. What the hell has this city done to deserve being treated like complete, total crap by both sports teams? Both teams in this town make no effort for their fans at all. We're done. You guys all suck. Every professional athlete in this town blows right now. Perform like you care. Perform like you want to be a part of a professional team. Don't go out there and run around for 60 minutes and go, well, we just didn't play today. Hats off to them. It's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. No. Admit you suck. Admit you have no idea what's going on. Admit you have no idea that you care. Just come out and tell us. And we'll stop going. Because you know what? It was a nice Sunday yesterday. I could have gone pumpkin picking. I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider. But no, I watched your sorry ass play. All of us watched your sorry ass play when we could have been down at Lewisburg enjoying cider and donuts. No more. Why should we invest our Sundays, one of the 2 days we get off a week, to watching your complete trash? Nobody should have to watch that. They should make prisoners watch the Chiefs. That should be punishment. That, you want to talk about torturing people. The Chiefs are torturing the city right now. You're torturing us. We're tired of it. We're tired of the losing. We're tired of the excuses. We're tired of it's going to get better. We're tired of it's a process. Win games now! Win games! Win football games. Perform like you want to play. People are done. We're done with you guys. We're done. And the owner needs to come out today and say he's not going to stand for it because people don't like the owner either. Clark Hunt needs to release a statement or come out today somewhere and say something that he's not going to tolerate it. Because if he continues to sit down in Dallas and just sit there and don't say anything, people are going to think he doesn't care. People already think that the owner doesn't care of this football team. And if you sit back there in Dallas and don't say a word, people are going to think it even more. The Chiefs fans deserve better than what this is. Deserve much better. We deserve better. We deserve it from top to bottom. We deserve a better organization in this town. And I'm tired of watching fans in this town just be dumped on and pooped on and crapped on because that's what it's been for the first 2 weeks of this football season. An ultimate screw job to the fans because there's been no effort, there's been no heart, and there's been no desire. I can handle bad football players. I can't handle people with no desire, no heart, and no effort, and that's what the Chiefs are right now.